Welcome to the LU Moment, where we showcase all the great events, activities, programs, and people right here at Lamar University. I'm your host, Shelby Rodriguez, Public Affairs Manager here at LU, and I want to welcome you guys back to this week's episode of the LU Moment, right? Okay, so let's go ahead and jump right into the news segment of the show. Here's what's been happening at the Nest. So Lamar University President Jaime Taylor, early last week, he selected Jeff O'Malley as the university's new Director of Athletics. O'Malley joins the Cardinal family after a highly successful 20-year tenure at Marshall University, serving as the Associate Director of Athletics, Chief of Staff, and Liaison to the University's General Counsel. And so the university held a press conference on Friday, June 17th, in the Dauphine Athletic Conference right here on campus to introduce the new AD. It was successful. All was well in Cardinal Nation. And so O'Malley will take the reins of Lamar University Athletics on July 1st, so only a few short weeks away. And we're excited to have him join the Cardinal family. All right. And also, here's another cool thing that's been happening here at LU. Two Lamar University students have been identified and recognized among the best of the best early stage entrepreneurs from across the state of Texas. Juan Barrientos, a Master of Business Administration student with a financial management concentration, and Sharika King Lowe, who is in the process of completing her Master of Business Administration with a concentration in Human Resources Management, right? That's a mouthful. Both students were awarded with the Future Texas Business Legends Scholarship, funded by Regina Rogers in honor of her late father, Ben J. Rogers, founder of the Texas State Optical and 1991 Hall of Fame inductee. Sharika and Juan will be inducted into the Texas Business Hall of Fame also, and will receive a $15,000 cash prize. Super exciting. Love those College of Business students. It's always exciting when we see those students excel and they're inducted into that Texas Business Hall of Fame each year. So congratulations to those two. And so here's a Cardinal shout out. The Texas Parent Teacher Association recently named the 2022 Outstanding Educator Award recipients, and among them is Beaumont Independent School District Superintendent and LU Distinguished Alum, Dr. Shannon Allen. Dr. Allen was recognized as Superintendent of the Year. Now, we think that's just super, right? Dr. Allen, along with all 2022 award recipients, will be recognized at the Talk of Texas Luncheon on July 30th during the PTA's annual convention in Grapevine, Texas. So congratulations to all Cardinals. It's good news all around. Cadence Magazine is out, a new special double issue that includes spring and summer 2022. And if you aren't familiar, Cadence Magazine keeps alumni and friends informed by telling the stories of its students, faculty, staff, alumni, and community. Flip through the pages of our current digital version at lamar.edu/cadence. All right, and speaking of alumni, the Lamar University Dishman Art Museum is pleased to host their fourth juried art exhibition for LU alumni, titled After School Special. And so this exhibition offers an opportunity for LU graduates with any major from across the country and around the world to share their creative work at the Dishman Art Museum. And so this exhibition will run from Friday, June 24th through Saturday, July 30th. Joining me today is Dennis Keel, Museum Director for the Dishman Art Museum, and Audra LaCour, Lab Tech for the Department of Art and Design. Thank you both for joining me on the LU Moment today.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
All right. So, Dennis, the after school special, right? So what is this show? What's a juried art show, first of all?
Well, a juried art show is people, we set some rules and people will enter work. Mm-hmm. For, in this case, it's 5 to 7 pieces, and it usually is one body of work. You know, it's just not landscapes, portraits, or whatever. If okay. People are working on a project. And so they enter, and then we have a juror. We pick a juror, a different juror every year. So
and they judge the art pieces,
and
right?
They're the ones who pick, they technically curate the show. They're right. The ones who select right. The work. So, which is not easy.
That's a big job.
It's because, and this year we had quite a few really strong entries, and our juror was Lynn Castle, who's the executive director of the Art Museum of Southeast Texas.
Yeah.
And she emailed me a couple times, called me even, saying how difficult it was to narrow it down to 5 to 7 people. And as it turned out, she selected 7 artists. Mm-hmm. And it's a pretty diverse group. We have photography, Audra. Mm. Audra was selected. And then we have prints. We have some basically mixed media. There's a large installation. We have ceramics. And then what would you call it? Jason Varner is those wood, abstract wood pieces.
Assemblage.
So there's something for everyone. We always like to say that, you know, if you come, you're going to find something you really like.
Man. And so let me ask you, have you ever jurored a show before?
I have.
You have?
I've been around. I've been in this business for a long time. So, every so often I've been asked to jury either a show it'll be a competition of some sorts.
Yeah, so a lot went into picking these pieces for the show, right?
It's not easy. It's not, some people, some jurors will pick, all the work could be good, but they'll pick it maybe to create a theme for the exhibition. Others will say, well, I want to pick, okay, I want to make it diverse, photography, painting, sculpture. So you just don't know how it's going to turn out, because the juror in their mind, once they see the work, then they go at it, and we have to trust the juror.
Yeah.
And it is fun, because sometimes you look at the work and you say, I don't know. But it's always, because it's so subjective, but the way we've presented them and the shows, and they've all turned out really well, so it's great. It's always fun. I mean, to me, good art is art that really challenges people, it makes them really think about.
You have said that before. Yes, that art challenges people.
Well, and that's the kind of art I like. That really makes you, it's not right there. Well, look, here's a sunset or something like that. Mm-hmm. But there's something in it that makes you stop, and that's what any artist would want, is to stop people in their tracks, to look at it, dig in, and try to figure out, well, what is going on? And then with the real important part of that is that that person's going to leave the museum still thinking about the piece. Mm-hmm. And then tomorrow, I've told students, if you spend time with the work, a week, 2 weeks, 3 months from now, you're going to wake up and say, I can't get that artwork out of my head.
Yeah.
So so I think in this show, we've got a number of pieces, a number of artists that have created work.
Yeah.
That will really make you think, and because there's some political, subtle political works in the show, and then others are very challenging because you kind of look at it and go, what is it? So it's up to you to kind of figure it out, and that's fun to me.
And Audra, you are a part of the show. I want to ask, what has been the inspiration behind your artwork that's a part of the show?
For my pieces, I picked out... I go around and I basically take photos of trash, really.
Okay.
I like to, I observe what people like to throw away, what they choose to throw away.
Yeah.
And I kind of take an archaeological eye to it, and that, it reveals what, people value. And when you throw something away, it no longer has value. And so I wanted to bring that back. And I'm hoping that people can look at my photos and see a new life in the object that I've presented them.
It sounds kind of like that saying, one person's trash is another person's treasure, right? Is that the kind of feel?
We brought that up, too.
Yesterday?
What Lynn said yesterday, there's a lot of mystery in Audra's work. All the photographs are at the beach. And so it's items that maybe you don't expect to find at the beach.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of, what's this doing here? Who had it? Who owned it?
Yeah.
Stuff like that is pretty neat.
Oh, yeah. I like that my photos are regional, so, people can actually find a connection to our area. I have a photo of a pile of dead crawfish. And okay. I think that that speaks to our region. And I also have a photo of a Coke can in the middle of cypress knees. And you can see that the Coke can, you know, it's been weathered and it almost blends back into the environment. So I wanted to show that juxtaposition of what happens to our trash. You know, nature does eventually try to reclaim it, but it's still there and it's going to be there for a really long time. And I think that when people throw stuff away, they don't take that into consideration. What happens to our trash when we quote-unquote throw something away? It doesn't really disappear.
Yeah, I like that kind of environmental sustainability type of thing that you have, because when you walk past a Coke can on the ground, you're like, ugh, someone dropped their Coke can. You know, you're not thinking, wonder how long that can's going to sit there.
Yeah.
And how long is it going to take to, you know, deteriorate, right?
Mm-hmm. And wouldn't it make a great photograph?
Absolutely. And people don't take that into consideration. And I like to take, you know, that people's trash and look at it objectively, create a formal composition and bring beauty back into something that used to, you know, that people used to think is something that was ugly or, you know, not valuable anymore.
Oh my gosh. And so just from that alone, I know, I'm pretty sure we got some good art pieces down there, right?
Yes.
Right, Dennis?
We do.
All right, so how excited are you that this is the fourth show we're bringing back?
Fourth year.
Last year we didn't have one, but... Yeah. What are we looking forward to? What are you hoping that the audience gets out of this show this year?
That's a good question. I hope people come. I think if they do they will.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the key, is to get them here. And once they come here, they're not going to be disappointed, I think.
Yeah.
And we've got some really, I mean, there's installation. As I said, there's basically something for everyone, but, you know, we've got some great... Sunny Forcier, who got her degree here as a photographer, but now she's into, although there's photography in her installation, but she's created this great installation that hangs from our ceiling.
Yeah.
Ceiling that's 20 feet up, and so a challenge to actually hang the piece, but when you see it now, the way it's lit with the shadows and stuff like that, it's hard to take your eyes off of that. There's no way you can walk by without coming back, because there's so much to look at. And then right next to it is Elizabeth Fontenay, who has created, again, sort of a mixed media piece. She was a painter and a printmaker, but she's used screen prints, photography, found objects with old window frames. And it really is based on the refinery explosion that happened in Port Neches a couple years ago, and it made her think about all that and think about the people who live close to the refineries. And so the actual windows are, you know, possibly the people looking
their
out
their point of view
what their scenery is, what their view is from their actual house. So I mean, you can interpret it that way, but you can also interpret it in many other ways as well. And so what is that, what are you looking at? And some of it's very abstract, but that's sort of the basis of it. And then you can, and you know, the viewer, which is great about art, the viewer can kind of, you know, pick up on, okay, I sort of get the theme, and then take it any direction you want.
Yeah.
And relate, maybe it will connect to something that you've experienced, or you've got a story that someone else experienced or whatever. And that's, you know, it just builds. The art will just grow and build, and who knows where it'll go.
But. Who knows where it'll go. And that's the beauty of art. You can kind of interpret it your own way, find your own connection to it. It doesn't have to be very black and white. It's whatever you want it to be. Right.
Well, what's good about Audra is when she said dead crawfish, but the idea is photographing them in a way that it kind of goes beyond that. I mean, you might say, look, dead crawfish, but there is a design, form, shape, the patterns. Mm-hmm. If you look at it long enough, you'll kind of move, you know, in a beyond actually the actual image. So it becomes something else, in other words. So that's what's kind of fun about, you know, and anything. As we've told students, that you can find a good photo anywhere. It just depends on how you approach it. And even in this room, we could find a number of good photos.
It's running from now until July 30th, right?
Right.
All right. And so, Dennis, when is the Dishman Art Museum open? What are the hours? When can
the
we
hours,
come?
Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, and then we're open Saturday from noon to 4 p.m.
Noon to 4, free admission?
Free admission, yes. Ooh. And so I invite everyone to come and you'll enjoy it.
Well, I'm sure looking forward to it, guys. And I want to thank you for joining me on the LU Moment this week.
Thank you.
All right, guys, if you're just tuning in or couldn't stick around for the entire interview, don't you worry. I got you covered. Just search LU Moment right there on Spotify or Here Comes the Famous Line, wherever you get your podcast. As always, be sure to follow us on social media. You know the username, but in case you don't, here's another hint. It's Lamar University. This is Shelby Rodriguez, Public Affairs Manager here at LU, the pride of Southeast Texas.